We are live. This is Fresh Off the Grill Podcast, your main number one podcast for all the MMA news. We're going to have a slow month coming up that we may or may not have episodes, and we haven't decided yet.
We'll probably take a Christmas break so we don't have to record on Christmas. There's no UFC on for almost a month.
I mean, it could be us and the Jews at work.
What? What do you mean?
It's like all those Christmas movies that come out on Christmas and they're purely for Jews.
Oh, you meant as in continue to record it. Okay. I was like, what are you talking about, us and the Jews?
We'll see. We've been pushing a lot of overtime at work. We're both pretty damn busy, but we'll try to get as much content out to you, the viewers, as possible.
Thank you. I'm already tired as shit.
We have returning special guests, Charity Charizard Martin.
Chameleonaire.
And fresh off the boat from San Diego, California, Miss Keena Cummins, Rob's sister, my sister. Everybody loves her. She's great. Straight from San Diego, California, which in German means a whale's vagina.
Oh my God.
Dickhead. I don't even think she's seen that movie because she
saw... No, I didn't, but...
She saw my cologne in my car. She goes, Sex Panther? Oh my God. I was like, what? You didn't see that movie?
You didn't see Anchorman?
I saw it a while ago. I don't remember that part, though. We gotta watch it
later. Who's the star in the movie?
You know, the guy with the curly hair.
I mean, yeah,
but... Not wrong.
What's his name? Have
curly... He is a curly-headed fuck.
He is.
What's his name?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, that's the one. Jeez. Oh, I was thinking Paul Rudd. I was like, he kind of has curly hair.
Sometimes.
He's cute.
60% of the time, it does work every time.
Yeah. Here we go.
Not too excited to talk about it, but we have to talk about the Patriots.
I mean, they won by like 20-something points.
Yeah, what do you mean not excited?
They still look like shit in the first half against a garbage team.
A win's a win. They didn't look great.
They're 1-13, the team they were facing. Did they look like they were 1-13?
It's probably Brady's last year. Whatever. It happens. We're probably going to go get to see his last home game ever.
That's the first time I've ever...
I'm sentimental.
That's the first time I've ever heard Rob talk about that.
What?
He's always been the most optimistic person of Brady just playing forever.
And he fucking should. Oh. Next quarterback's going to be trash. Yeah, I mean, it's probably his last year. If I was him, I'd probably leave.
We're not getting Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott.
No, we're not.
Why?
The Cowboys will never get rid of him.
If they get rid of him, they're stupid.
Okay, well, I know that they don't have it. But what about all the like newcomers? I know four people from Mississippi State that I think are getting drafted. Or at least they're going to draft.
Why are you so dead certain that we're going to get some garbage-ass hillbilly
because
from Mississippi?
Because we already had a Mississippi State player on our team.
Did we?
Yeah, he got traded. I don't know what his
name
was. Oh, what the fuck!
Oh
my God! I was like, "What are you doing?"
Those aren't flying straight at all. Get that cat down.
He's fine. He's on the chair. He's not the table.
I thought he threw it at her.
I want him to get in my bag.
Oh. But
oh, he slunk away.
He's fat.
He's so fat.
Don't poke him in the butthole.
Oh,
honestly,
his butthole.
He is. He's flexing it.
It's fucking
if you put your face near him, he'll give you the headbutt.
Yeah.
The arrogance of this cat.
His headbutts are really cute. Look at him.
Put your head down. He'll give you the headbutts. Look.
He's sniffing you first, then he will.
He's like, maybe.
Like, I'm good.
Come on, do it.
He was thinking about it. He's a little shy. There's too many people around.
Cats. By the end of the night, he'll definitely.
Yeah, by the end of the night, you'll get a headbutt.
He'll be like, open the fucking window for me.
But yeah.
Literally. All right, I'm back.
Okay. The quarterback's either on the team. It's either Jared Stidham or they're going to draft someone.
I mean, we thought we were going to have crap-a-load, but he's over on in San Francisco. I really think that was going to be the one.
I thought once we traded him, we were going to keep Jacoby Brissett.
Brissett's good, too. I like burn ends. I don't know why we didn't keep him. That's our little nickname for him. Burn ends is the best part of the brisket. His name's Brissett. It's very close to brisket.
Oh, okay.
So...
Okay.
We liked him.
We know.
Let's talk very briefly. Our two guests aren't really well informed in the UFC or MMA field, so we're just going to talk very briefly on this. On a card that I barely watched, I was nodding in and out of sleep. Jesus Christ, did this go long? almost every fight went nearly the distance, and if it didn't go the distance, it got finished in the last fucking round.
Yeah, it was great. Everyone was asleep but me. It had such a good time.
We're talking
by myself.
2 a.m. driving home from fucking Rosendale. Jesus Christ.
It was bad. Not the car. The fights themselves were all right. Nothing special, but that was late as fuck for something like that to get over.
I mean, it might be that this is the only fight that I really even like stayed up for / stayed paid attention to, but... Yeah, Usman versus Cody Covington.
Yeah, Kobe, he got his jaw broke.
Yeah.
Couldn't have happened to a better guy.
Yeah, because he really should shut the fuck up.
He's a huge piece of shit, Charity.
Oh, okay. You know who I was thinking of? The one that had like the eye socket that like exploded? But I know who you're talking about now. The one that was like in the Trump hats and everything.
Yeah, but he's mad ignorant. Usman's family's from Nigeria.
He's mad ignorant. I think what you were trying to say.
He's mad ignorant. And Usman's family's from Nigeria. And he said the only thing they've ever done was go to prison. Dude, just he's an asshole. He's a racist.
Oh my God.
And even if he's playing a character, it's just bad. I think he sucks.
Wait, they play characters too?
No.
Oh, I thought.
But he does.
That's what I thought too. Right.
He's kind of drawing the whole. He's drawing inspiration from the whole like wrestler heel kind of persona, where like you're the ultimate bad guy. You know what I mean? You're just like the fans. You come in and you're like to the fans boo you, and you're like
yeah. But I mean, like, you do that. Like, and like, no, you're not.
What are you talking about? I do that.
I'm just saying, like.
Like, we hate certain people.
I lost my train of thought. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was saying.
She's high.
It was an accident.
High on drugs.
No. High on the MMA.
It's medicine.
I mean, the UFC.
No, you're right. UFC is MMA.
Oh, perfect. You know, I have a cousin who's like an MMA fighter. He might be there tomorrow, actually. Actually, he might be in jail. I don't know.
So you want me to fight him?
No, I'm just saying that I have a cousin
who does it.
What weight class is he in? I'll fight him.
Big. I don't know. He's really muscular. I don't know.
The fuck are you trying to say? You don't see these fucking table muscles right here?
Oh, God. Put that shit away.
That shit's all belly.
Honestly.
I wanted to get it on the mic.
That was pretty loud for someone who doesn't have a whole bunch of fat.
I mean, it's all concentrated right there.
It's a bare belly.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, boy.
What, you want to do a shot with me?
Yeah, he does.
Do a shot with your boy.
Let's do it.
Who are you talking to, me? Guys. All right.
Rob said he's going to volunteer to butt chug the Apple Crown Royal.
That would burn. It's so cold.
It's going to hurt so good. Oh.
Good shit. Ooh.
I have heartburn.
Yeah, that shit's heartburn.
I have heartburn looking at it.
He broke it.
It's fine. Anyway.
Nice segue.
Do you want to make our picks for the next card? The sub. It's the only card that's going to be on for a month.
The last UFC card of the year. And it takes place at 5 a.m. Eastern time. Oh, yeah. This is in Busan. What's that? South Korea, Gabe?
Sure. You'd have to ask Ellie that, because I don't know shit about Korea besides...
Man, fuck that Cuban sandwich.
Penang and fucking Seoul.
Yikes.
I know virtually none of these fighters, and if I don't know them, that's pretty bad.
They suck.
It is pretty...
Because I know everybody.
It is pretty sparse with people you know besides the main event.
Co-main event, too.
So let's go ahead... from the top.
First fight, you got Kyung Ho Kang versus Lu Pingyang. I'm going for Ho.
It's funny that Lu and Kang are versing each other, because I'm familiar with Mortal Kombat, where, you know,
they're
one person, and he turns into a dragon if you type in the right buttons and then do the animality for him, which is pretty cool. So
yeah, but it looked bootleg as fuck in the movie.
Yeah, it did. That was bad CGI, man. It was the 90s. I mean, it was a different time, you know? I'm going to go with Kang Hyung Ho. You know, Koreans really like hyphens in their names. And it's not like they're having like intermarital like hippie couples where they like mix in names. It just happens to be in their names. And that's just like, is that the, just, that's just their language. That's like, they like all that shit. Like a lot of hyphens.
Yeah, sure.
His middle name is
two
Ho.
Colons.
His last name is Ho, apparently. His middle name is Kyung. Which is like a question.
It doesn't say that.
Kyung?
Yeah. Gabe goes on Google. I go on Wikipedia.
Oh. It's the same person.
That's why I just call them Ho.
Oh, Ho. There you go.
So you going Ho?
Yeah, I'm going Ho, boy.
Okay. Well, you guys, we'll just pick the main event for you guys, all right? Because you might have heard of one of the people.
I've literally never heard of any of it. Like, what are you saying?
Second fight, you've got Jun Young Park versus Marc-Andre Barrialt. I'm going for Jun Young Park.
I'm going to go Marc-Andre because I can definitely pronounce his name correctly. But also a hyphen, so he might be part Korean. I don't know.
What's his last name, Gabe?
Barrialt.
Close enough.
Barrialt?
Sure. I don't know what it is. Third fight, you've got Dong Eunjung versus Mike Rodriguez. You don't think I pronounce these well? Is that it?
Versus Mike Smith.
Seriously.
You got this. No one's got a normal name in here except for the main event.
Mike Rodriguez is pretty good.
I'm going for Dong. These names are ridiculous.
I'm going to go Mike Rodriguez in this one.
I haven't heard of any of these fighters yet except Barrialt.
This next guy's name, though.
Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
The next one is Do Ho Choi versus Charles Jourdain.
I'm going Do Ho Choi 100% because he's got the shittiest looking fucking bowl cut in this picture.
Oh, I know who it is. That's the Korean Superboy.
Let me see him.
He's actually pretty good. I'm going for
Do Ho. You say the Korean Superboy?
That's Superboy. That's what they call him.
Oh, I thought you meant because like
bowl he looks
cut.
Like he's like.
I was like, oh, okay. He's the Superboy.
His renownedly fucked up in all of Korea. They're like, damn, he's that like, dude. Oh,
it's a little different because it's sweaty there. Hold on. Let me see. This is pretty good.
Okay.
His mom gave him.
He looks like fucking K-pop or whatever those. You know what those Asian people do?
Absolutely.
Okay. First off, sure like K-pop is specifically from Korea. That's why it's called K-pop.
Are Koreans not Asians?
Yeah, but not those Asian people do because it's not all the Asians. It's specifically just the Koreans. And it looks like his mom gave him a bowl cut. We're going to focus on the important things and the important issues. And it's definitely that his mom
gave
him a fucking
bowl cut. Okay, so what if somebody... Okay, what if it was like only white people were doing this versus like, like a mix were doing this? And then if I said,
are you talking,
oh,
wait,
those American
wait,
people, would you be like, how?
Are you talking about segregation?
No, but...
Sorry, keep going.
Bill Burr had a whole bit about this, is the way that white people present stuff. It makes it sound way worse than it is. Because if black people would talk about it, they'd be like, so these motherfuckers fucking blah. whatever you say, like Asians or white people would be doing this. But what they would do is they put motherfucker at the end of it instead of, so these Asian motherfuckers up in here and then doing this, cutting with their mom bowl cut, right? But if a white person says, these fucking Asians... with their fucking bowl cuts, because you precede the fuck instead of post fuck, it sounds way more racist and fucked up.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
It depends where you put the fuck.
You know? And shout out to Bill Burr making an appearance on The Mandalorian there.
He's pretty good in it.
He's a what would they be, a Cantonite? He's from Canton, which is our rival football team.
I'm just going to say he's from Massachusetts. Fuck
Canton. Fuck Canton. Rob has bad memories in Canton because that's where he broke his tibia and fibula in the Thanksgiving Day game.
I broke everything.
The only football game I've ever watched Rob play, and I wasn't playing with him.
And I was fucking crushing it.
Oh, he was doing real good.
You were crushing your bones, sucker.
I'll crush you right now to death.
The Bridgewater Strangler.
So
loose.
Are we both going the Korean Superboy?
Of course.
Fuck yeah.
Co-main event, you've got Volkan Ozdemir versus Alexander Rakic. I'm going with Volkan Ozdemir.
I'm going Rakic. He's got a hyphen. Not a hyphen. He's got a, what is that? Accent mark over a C. So he must be some like Scandinavian bullshit, right?
He's like fucking Baltic, probably.
He's a little bit younger and he's got better reach. Why not?
Now on the main event.
Someone you may have heard of.
We'll see.
Frankie Edgar versus Chan Sung Jung. I'm going with the Korean zombie, Chan Sung Jung.
It is a hard one because he's my favorite Korean fighter all time, bar none.
He's cool. He's got a cool name. He comes out to a cool song.
But that being said, Frankie Edgar is like one of the only people from New Jersey that I fucking like.
Yeah, but he's growing out his hair for this one, so he looks like the teenage boy that played Adam Sandler in all of his movies. Like, he's got that little Jufro going.
Let me see this Jufro. Hold on. This is important.
It looks like he needs to shave that shit like yesterday.
I gotta see what these guys look like.
Dude, he looks like Ben Askren right there.
Yep.
Oh, which one's that?
That's Frankie Edgar.
Oh god.
Shit, I'm going Korean zombie, and they're in Korea, so why the fuck not? And that's Gabe's. No, it's not. We're not doing any locks. I have no fucking idea. I'm not doing any locks. No locks.
I've already passed what I was gonna lock.
Uncock the gun, unload it, lock it up in the safe. Ammo separate. None of that this week. They're both so fucking. They have so out of it. They don't know what we're talking.
They don't care about guns or
no
fights.
I don't Jesus think you said any Christ. Of that right, but I'm with it. Uncock the gun.
Now you see we lock and cock the gun.
Gabe's having a lot of trouble picking up his phone.
We put in a little sound effect so whenever we say that it's like a certain thing to bet on, and we call it our Rob's lock of the week. And then if we double lock it, then it cocks the gun and then it shoots it. It's really cool.
Ooh. I'm running at close to 50%, probably a little bit better.
What, when the Edgar and zombie
the
fight?
Lock of the week.
Close to 50. He's 500 right now.
I'm as good as a flip of a coin.
So what's the vote on the movie that we're going to watch after this podcast is done?
Are we going to watch the, what's that thing called?
I want to watch Full Metal Jacket, but Rob brought up Forrest Gump, which is a good all-time classic.
That's definitely a good one.
I love it.
I can literally watch that anytime of the day, it's whenever.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
You know what?
Forrest Gump. It's Forrest Gump, and that's also a war movie. Same war, Vietnam.
Viet fucking Nam.
You know, Lieutenant Dang started some thing with the military where he gives all his money to it. He's pretty cool. He never really? Even served, but
all
he,
that, and he doesn't even have any legs left.
Yeah, he got all his money invested from some fruit company or something.
And he really? Shot Lenny in *The Vice and Men*.
Well, he deserved it. Okay.
No, he didn't.
Let's be he killed the girl.
Okay, wait, question, because I haven't seen that movie since freshman year of high school, maybe.
From *Of Mice and Men*.
Yeah. Okay, so we know that Gary Sinise is not George, right?
Yep.
Is John C. Reilly Lenny?
Who?
No,
it looks like him.
It's John
right?
Malkovich.
Who did you just call him?
Guys.
Lieutenant.
George.
His name's Lieutenant Dang.
Oh. Well, his real name is Gary Sinise.
No, his real name's Lieutenant Dang. Just like Bubba will always be Bubba.
Lieutenant Dang.
Wait, what were you just saying? Who was it? Oh, John Malkovich. I met him.
John Malkovich.
At a, what is it called? A flea market in Western Massachusetts.
He looks like he'd be in a flea market.
He was like this. With his little purse. Like, he had, like, a man purse.
He had a man purse. A purse.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So what Charity's doing for our audio listening audience is she's gesturing, like, a very homo, forward male, like, flick at the wrist kind of motion. I don't know how you describe
limp
that.
Limp wrist.
Limp, very limp wristed.
Just saying she perched up like
a
teapot.
Like a cat paw, you know?
Or
like
a teapot.
A cat pot.
Like the spout side of a teapot.
Oh, yeah, like a spigot.
You said
not a spigot. A spout.
A cat pot. We're going to call it a cat pot teapot positioning. Continue.
And he was there, and I was with Mary, and she looked at him, and she goes, John Malkovich. and she was like, John Malkovich. And she, like, yelled at him. And this guy was like, he kind of looked at her like, oh, fuck. And then she was like, big fan. Okay, bye. And I was like, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't know John Malkovich was a real person until I met him at a flea market. I thought it was just a character from that movie.
What, being John Malkovich?
Yeah, I didn't realize that it was... I've also never seen
That's
the movie,
fair.
So I never saw the movie.
That's fair. If you just see the name of the movie... I mean, he is in Con Air, one of the best movies of all time. It's no big deal, really.
I mean...
He's Cyrus the Virus, in case you were wondering.
Oh.
No, the movie is ridiculous. Oh. It's absolutely stupid, but I love it. It's Nicolas Cage, a former Marine.
I love him.
Kills
Everybody
a whole bunch of guys who tries so nice. To beat him and his wife up. And then he goes to jail because he killed them. And then he comes out with a fucked up ass haircut. Oh. His wife had a baby and he calls her Hummingbird.
The baby?
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. He's like, you're my Hummingbird. I got you a bear.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Isn't that an Eminem song?
Spoiler alert. His fucked up
Mockingbird, but close.
His fucked up hair is just his regular receding hairline,
but grown out. Oh. He's so stupid.
Speaking of Nicolas Cage, we just recently watched, it was my first time viewing it. Have you seen it?
No, that was my first time watching it too.
So, Raising Arizona, which is a Coen Brothers movie.
Pretty good.
Starring Nicolas Cage. Excellent little movie. It's very slapstick, very Looney Tunes-esque movie, especially for a live-action movie.
Oh. Probably his best acted movie.
I'd have to say, and I don't know why he wasn't used like that in anything else.
Well, because he's the ridiculous one.
Well, I think that it's just good directing for him, because...
You can see flashes of Nicolas Cage in this, though. Like, he opens his eyes real wide a couple of times, and he thinks about screaming. He's like, maybe
he's
not.
Only got that one part where he screams after they take his baby away.
He's so weird, though. It's not his baby.
I know it's not his baby, but he thinks it's his baby.
Because he's insane.
Well, duh.
But it was a good movie. I really liked it.
Yeah, no. So if you guys are looking for something a little comedy-wise to watch with Nicolas Cage, Raising Arizona, 1987, I believe.
John Goodman was good in it, too.
I've been watching a lot of movies with John Goodman in it, and I forgot how great of an actor he is.
He's really good.
Because I always remember him from, obviously, like, from Roseanne, which I wasn't too particularly fond of when I was a kid.
I hated her.
That sucked.
I never liked Roseanne as a kid.
Doesn't everybody still hate her?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because she's, like, super into politics or something? Maybe I'm thinking of somebody
that
else.
That and she told some black lady she looked like a monkey.
Oh, man.
Okay, people don't give her... You gotta leave her alone because she literally, like, got hit by a car when she was a kid.
She's fucked up mentally.
And is, like, really? Literally insane because of it.
That's wicked sad.
You ever hear that, like, serial killers... a lot of them will have like
traumatic brain injuries.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh. And they'll have like scar tissue built up in the brain. She got hit by a car when she was a kid and like was in a coma or some shit. And like she came out and had a completely different personality.
Oh.
So she's like literally a crazy person. So it's like when people take shit she says seriously, like you got to realize that she's not only like fucked up like that, but she also like takes Ambien all the time.
Which is not good for you.
Ambien's terrifying. That's so sad.
You can full on do something and not remember it. Like you can go to the store while you're asleep, drive your car, cook a meal on Ambien and not even realize it.
Yeesh.
That shit's fucking crazy.
I never even heard of that before. Ambien?
It's a sleep drug. It helps you sleep, but fuck that.
Melatonin.
I'm good.
Melatonin's not that great either, too, because it gives you really fucked up dreams.
I don't know. But it's
what about
good.
ZQL? ZQL is the shit.
That's probably better.
I'm addicted to anything, I'm addicted to fucking NyQuil because I fucking sleep like a champ when I take that.
I know, but ZQL's the same thing. It's just not habit forming. It's literally the same brand.
It's also not like medicine. It literally just the stuff that makes you sleepy.
Yeah. I think it's like liquid melatonin.
Yeah.
With a little sprinkle of
it's
grape.
Not bad.
I'm just going to eat pasta, and that's going to be my new pill form.
You're just going to go with the itis?
Going to stuff fucking pasta in a pill, take like 20 capsules before I go to bed.
If you want the isis, just eat some ribs heavy on the sauce.
I don't want any isis. Fucking bomb me
I
and
said
shit.
Itis.
Oh, I thought you said isis too. I was like, oh, I want some.
If you want the itis, boy.
If you want to get down on these hairy balls, why don't you jump right in? It's a crotch party right up in here. Why don't you lick on this Big Johnson? You didn't even cut me off. You still go, hey,
Because
I want to die. I hate it.
I knew if I gave him the chance, he'd pump it up with the theatrics. Gabe, the everlasting performer. Look at him go.
That's me.
It's the songbird of our generation. He truly is. That fucking obey extra.
Is this going to be the second week in a row there's a Step Brothers like clip
we're
in it?
Second week. Do you know how many of them are cut out?
So
no,
many.
No, last time you put a clip from Step Brothers in it.
Yes. Yeah, I did.
It was.
Because anytime I'm editing the episode and it reminds me of something, I literally just take that thing and then put it in.
You got to. That's how you do it.
Because I kind of like referential humor, but I don't want it out of like left field.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But
I feel like
it's a little bit. It adds something.
Gabe's on fucking drugs. He can't. I don't know what that even means. He's insane.
He's blabbering.
He's got a knife to my belly under the table.
No. I put my gun away otherwise.
You have a gun?
Gabe has many guns. I only have two.
What the hell?
No.
Oh my god.
And these bad boys are illegal in all 50 states.
No. That's hilarious.
Hey, you want a beer?
Yeah. Please. This is zoned out in this place. Thank you. Oh, thanks.
Those mountains are blue. That means it's cold
Dude,
as the Rockies.
They're blue as fuck. You know, I didn't know that was a thing. I thought that was. I can't talk.
She thought it was marketing.
No.
Hold on. Ready?
No.
Three, two. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Three. Two, one.
Oh!
Got him. Snap.
You know that scene in Scott Pilgrim where Michael Cera's like in the foreground and then in the background there's the big hole in the wall and the two guys jump through and they go, yeah! And they
that movie's pretty good. I like it.
I don't really like that one.
It's
really?
Honestly, Michael Cera can do no wrong. I think he's just so cute.
You know what? It's an underrated movie with him?
Juno.
That's not underrated at all. That's like the movie people know him for besides Superbad.
I didn't think people liked that movie.
I hate that movie.
What?
I like Juno.
Juno is great. Ellen Page?
I don't like it. I don't know what it is.
Rob's got something against lesbians.
Jason Bateman?
It's nothing. No.
J.K. Simmons?
Michael Cera is not a lesbian.
No, Ellen Page is a lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh, well then whatever.
I will go through every cast member, okay? Who? Allison Janney?
Trash.
No. Idiot. Idiot.
Next.
Well,
J.K. Simmons, Jason Bateman, Jennifer Garner,
J.K. Simmons,
before
J. Jonah
the
Jameson.
OG.
Before you so rudely cut me off, I was going to say the underrated movie from Michael Cera is Youth in Revolt.
Oh,
where he plays
where he delivers the pizzas.
He's not even in that. That's fucking Sandberg. You
fucking
idiot.
Got it wrong.
That's Sandberg.
No, it's not.
That's 30 minutes or less you're talking about.
Yeah,
no, I'm not talking about 30 minutes or less.
That's not
Michael
Sandberg.
Cera.
What's
did he direct?
What's the dude from the Facebook movie?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Not from the movie. That's literally about his life, though.
Armie Hammer is in The Social Network.
It doesn't matter. It's the other ugly fucking nerdy kid.
Oh, no,
everything.
It's not Armie Hammer then. Fuck, what's his name?
Youth in Revolt is a movie. Where Michael Cera...
It's Jesse Eisenberg.
There you go.
Oh, ew.
Jesse Eisenberg. That's who you were fucking confusing the two with.
Eisenberg, person. Zuckerberg, they're Jewish either way.
He also played Mark Zuckerberg on
Yeah,
the movie,
that's difficult.
So, whatever.
Youth in Revolt is where Michael Cera plays him and he plays like the kind of like devil on your shoulder kind of thing because he plays the evil side of him too that just has a shitty mustache and it's actually a pretty fucking good movie.
I remember that now that you say that.
Wait, can I say, does that movie start with like they're, I don't know exactly, but there's like a car rolling down the street and they're like walking? I swear to God I've seen the movie. I know it by the name.
You literally choose to say like the most vague thing from the fucking movie. Like, do you remember when like people were like walking down the street and I think it was like a traffic light and maybe a stop sign?
I know. I did do that.
The worst.
Do you guys remember that movie where the kid...
I do.
Yeah, it's a good one. Where the kid, he's in the bathroom stall and he like hires himself as like the school psychologist. And he, like, the kids come in and they sit on the other side of the
stall. That's a TV show.
No, it's a movie. It's a movie, I swear. And the main kid died. That's
on Netflix. Oh, then I'm thinking of something different. But that reminded me of this show on Netflix called Sex Education.
Oh, that's a good movie show.
That show's hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny. I know what you're talking about, though.
They have the bathroom. Is it a show?
Yeah, Netflix.
Oh,
she's thinking of something
different. Season 2 just came out, or season 3.
There's another one with I See Dead People Kid called Sex Ed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a movie, though. And that's with him as being old and fat.
He's so awkward now. What's his name?
Haley Joel Osment.
Oh.
He's so awkward and fat and, like, weird now.
He looks homeless.
You seen that?
I've not, no.
It's on Netflix.
I live in a box, man.
Open that box, girl.
A metal box. Pretty much. The ship. It's made out of metal.
That's not a box. That's a fucking boat. It's pretty much a
fucking
boat.
Box.
Yeah, pretty sure that's a boat.
A metal.
It's a fucking schooner.
Oh my god, you guys heard that before. I live in a box.
Hey, boxes don't float.
Actually, they do if they're made out of cardboard.
Yeah. Good to go. That shit sinks like a rock.
I don't know.
Gets wet and soggy.
She's a girl in a box.
This boy sure is a singing fool.
Keep working on the vocals.
Yeah, because they're trash.
He's like his own barbershop. Like,
use some work to it.
This is all coming from Rob, who's never saying karaoke whenever we fucking go.
Good!
It's because I'm too good.
No.
Why would I want to make people jealous?
Yeah, okay.
And hate themselves and want to go home.
I think you're a silly little bitch.
Look at how prepared. Look at how prepared you are. And if you go up there, you think you crush it. And I get up there on a fucking moment's notice. And just blow you out of the water. You think all night.
It's like the scene in Step
Brothers. All night you think, you're like, this motherfucker, he didn't even know that song, never heard it before. Goes up there, crushes it. People are throwing their panties on the stage.
Oh my God. From Ming to
you. You think you're Craig Robinson? Like, take your panties off? Like, that's who you think you fucking are? I don't even see a towel over your shoulder. You look like a chump right now.
Because I don't need one.
Whoa.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind watching that either. This is the end.
They're all good. Yeah, but we watched that recently. We've already settled on Forrest Gump.
That's all right.
That's Forrest the wrap.
Are we watching that one?
Forrest Gump.
Hell yeah.
We watched that movie before. I was like, hate it.
All right, let's go ahead and wrap this up since we've made our picks. What'd you guys?
I'm pretty sure I didn't even pick.
What'd you guys do? You guys doing Korean Zombie or are you doing Frankie Edgar?
I don't want to do any of them.
I think I'm going to do the Korean Zombie though.
Okay.
Wait, which one was the one that looked like the other guy?
Ben Ass Cream?
Yeah.
That was Frankie Edgar.
Okay, that's who I want.
Wow.
It's like a family
that's
secession.
Who you want?
Like,
whoa. That's who you want?
Yeah. Because you know the little skinny twerp from last week who had like the legs that were
that's
like.
That's who you want?
No, I'm saying.
It's, that's who you want?
Yeah.
You want none of this.
He thinks he's hilarious.
Guys.
He's a little funny.
This motherfucker picking
the
lowest
hanging
fruit.
That was so cute. Look how red he is.
He's still jealous of my singing ability.
He is. He had to make up for the panties.
I think the red is from drinking the whiskey, but it's fine.
Okay. Can I tell my story about school today?
Hell yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so today I was at school. And I walk in and it's my first class of the day. And like it had like two kids that I really, really like in it. And then this one kid who every time asks me, I'll take attendance. I know everybody. He doesn't get like 15 of the kids. So I'm like, well, fuck. Now I have to double do attendance. Like, what
oh, this kid's great.
Yeah, I love him. So anyway, so we're sitting there and like class is like, there's like 20 minutes left. And I'm like, I hate this because it was first period and it was like, So I'm like, oh, I forgot to tell you guys I got you candy canes. And the kid that did the attendance was like, why are you so nice? So I handed out the candy canes. And we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, I hear, like, the phone ringing on speakerphone, and I'm just like, and I was like, oh, that's weird. Maybe it's a video, and it kept going, and kept going, and kept going, and so finally, I turned around, and I was like, can you please stop? That's so annoying. Oh, sorry. We're just trying to prank call Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, excuse me? So then, I'm like, okay, well, it's annoying. Shut it off. So then I'm sitting there reading my Nicholas Sparks book, minding my own business, and I hear them call this number, and the number says, hi, this is Adam and Eve. How can I help you? Oh. And I go, I don't think that's what I just heard. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, maybe I didn't, maybe whatever. And then all of a sudden the kid goes, yeah, I'd like to figure out the status of my order for my vibrator. And I turned around and I was like, can we not? I was like, that's inappropriate. And it was so uncomfortable. And then the period ended, so that was the end.
That's
of the story.
Like the most stereotypical teenage boy thing to do.
I literally was like,
prank calling
please
people.
Please stop. This is so embarrassing.
And I was saying to you is that they're like not even old enough to like even walk into the store.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, of course that's why it's funny to them.
Cuz what are they like 16?
No, they were like 14.
Okay, yeah, even worse.
Yeah.
But that's rough. Why it's funny to them.
Well, yeah, but
and that's also why it's not funny at all.
It's not.
Like,
everybody's kind of like,
the story is good. Their joke, okay, terrible.
Well, yeah, but if
honestly, though, kind of ballsy, because nobody ever, like, people always did stupid shit, like, in my school, but they would never do that.
To do that, though, in the middle of class I'm is like, pretty hilarious honestly, and on speakerphone.
Yeah, I know. They had no shame either.
But if you're going to go one way with that, you'd be like, hey, yeah, I was wondering on the status of my big black dildo.
Exactly. Like, be a little creative. Like, what the fuck are you
I wouldn't
about
even say creative. I'm just saying, like, go big or go home. You know?
No, if that's the case, stay away from all of that and go with something weird. Like gimp suit.
Yeah.
Butt plug.
Blow up doll. There you
butt
go.
Butt plug's not weird.
I mean, it is if a 14-year-old like is in class asking.
Okay, 14-year-old asking for anything is weird. But
that's true.
Butt plug isn't weird. Gimp suit, I'm with you on.
Gabe, do you use butt plugs?
But what if it's
sometimes,
like.
Sometimes, man.
But what? What if it's. What if it's like.
What are you nervous?
No. What if they
just turn red right now? What's going on here?
What if they're thinking about like
she just decided that's why you walk so fast now?
Oh god. And after our third technical difficulty.
Can we change the subject? Because
let's just change it. Let's go. Are you imitating me? Is that me?
No. Oh, you know what your voice sounds like.
No, I don't. Don't tell me, please don't.
What does her voice sound like?
It's always the most naggy, like, like gun voice.
That's wait. Steve's Kristen.
Pretty much.
Have you guys seen the show Friends from College on Netflix? Gabe wouldn't watch it.
I haven't watched it, no, but I've
is
seen it.
Is that the one with Key or
yeah.
Peele? Which
Peele.
One?
No, Key. No. Yes, Key. Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah, because Jordan Peele is the director.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Because literally, the show starts out, the premise is like everybody cheats on their wives.
I mean, yeah, but once
I'm
you get
not
over
into
that,
I'm not
know,
into
I'm,
that.
I'm not saying
why
you have
do you like watching things with like really shitty people as the main character?
I'm not saying you have to watch it. I'm just saying that there was a part about it that now I don't remember what we were talking about. So
when
this is not even relevant.
When you're trying to build a story, the first thing that you should do is not be like, yeah, well, this main character is a real piece of shit and you won't like him. That's not making me build a relationship with a character.
No, I know, but like, there's other characters that you're going to build a relationship with. Like, you can't base it on this one shithead.
But you can't open up the whole series. You got to draw me in with the opener of the series. You can't be like, huh, well, this dude's a piece of shit and cheats on his wife, and this other girl's a piece of shit and cheats on her husband.
Then you're going to want to see bad things happen to them.
It's so funny.
I think you're just as invested as wanting to see someone do bad as you want to see someone do good.
I don't think it's always necessarily the case, and it really depends on how they present it and how they set it up.
I mean, fuck, I could watch kids fall off bikes all day.
That's a different thing entirely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I honestly don't remember what we were talking about.
Well,
I don't remember shit.
That's the theme of this episode.
Oh, man, it was good, too. I don't remember. Okay.
I'm sure it was.
It was a good story, though.
And now it's time for Misconnections. Kina?
God, are you ready? I don't know if I found a real good one yet, but
we're about to find out.
Let's see.
All right, I'm going to turn everybody else down so we can really hear.
All right, so this is not that funny, but all right. It's kind of weird, so I thought it was cool. All right, so it's called Feet for You. Well-worn and loved women's socks pantyhose for you. Let's make a deal. Woman, female, 35 years old. Gotta go. That's end of it.
She's just an entrepreneur, this lady.
Is that nice?
She's got old socks and pantyhose for sale for weird dudes who want feet shit.
Dude, she probably makes more money than everyone.
Yeah, but that's,
I know,
she's
right?
Rich. That's an online, like.
And she probably got mangled, nasty, gnarly 100%. Toes, too.
Oh, man, I can only imagine.
Like yellow nails.
She's missing her opportunities because it's a Craigslist isn't the right place for that. You need to get a graphic designer.
Well, I know one.
With her age, she could probably use Facebook Marketplace.
You can get a graphic designer. You get a good logo going. Then you set up a good website. I mean, you could even use something like Squarespace. I'm sure you can get a good marketable little situation with that. And then you go in there and you have a professional looking thing where you're selling your used socks or panties or whatever the hell you want.
Not even panties, pantyhose.
Yeah, pantyhose. Not pennies.
And you could get a good marketable thing with that, especially because foot fetish is a lot bigger than you think.
What about smelling socks?
What are used socks going for these days, Gabe?
I don't know what used socks are going for, but I know there's a lot of different models and Insta-hoes and thoughts that are selling.
This dude sounds like someone's dad.
He does.
They're selling
used
panties and all that kind of stuff because there's creeps and there's a market out there for that kind of thing.
Honestly, brilliant. I don't see an issue.
No.
Like, that's brilliant.
Anytime that it's like foot pics, like fart fetish shit. Like,
okay, well, that's weird.
Dude, if you want to send videos of chicks farting to like certain dudes and you want to make money off it, like if you want to do that, like I feel free. Like I will.
I already told you I was going to sell.
I will gladly. I will gladly like buy a new house with you like farting on video and we can get paid from that. That's
perfect.
Fine.
There
I'm
we go.
I'm fine with that.
Really?
Don't quit your daydream, people. Okay. Okay.
I have faith. I've heard it. It's pretty good stuff. I mean, if any of our listeners want to get personalized fart videos or like feet pics sent to them.
This is going to be the time we get the message now.
Oh, my God.
We don't get a lot of messages, but this is the time.
So weird.
Oh, man.
So bizarre.
Yeah.
I'm fucking done.
I have one more. It's not that good, though, but someone else is going to have to
read it. Oh, she got a second one.
Yes.
You got to read it.
This is Charity's the only.
It's not really good.
Charity's
like,
the only other one that's done a second one. So, okay, hold on.
It's not that good, but it's.
And now
weird.
For this week's second misconnection.
This one's called I Believe I Can Fly. I know.
It's not that good, though.
Keeping with the R. Kelly theme, right?
Surviving R. Kelly.
Oh, God.
Distance is no barrier. I am very flexible and believe in true love and adoration. I love to commit myself freely and without reservation. Let what I speak become a restoration of your soul. I am open-minded, have my own sense of humor, caring, romantic, funny, confident, goal-orientated, spontaneous, outgoing, happy, on the inside and committed. Up, boy. Let's video chat. I'm online now.
With a whole bunch of dick emojis.
Bro, why the fuck are
eggplants.
These... Why the fuck are there so many commas in that?
The reason why I thought
like,
this was
get it,
different...
You suck.
this is only going to be for Rob. I'm home here now. Home here now.
That's basically what that was. Just
piss on me, beat me.
That was basically just a more polite, less disgusting version of that.
He got seven like Jesus in the beginning, and then he puts a whole bunch of dick.
It sounded like poetry.
Eggplants. Yeah.
And then it was just like it fell off.
It just got desperate and fucking disgusting.
Real fucking weird.
All right.
Wasn't that funny, but you know, it's pretty good. Pretty weird.
If you want to email us, you can catch us at freshoffthegrillpod@gmail.com. Download the Anchor FM app and leave us a viewer voicemail. You can catch us on Instagram at freshoffthegrillpod. And give us a like on Facebook. Rate, review, subscribe on Apple, iTunes, or now it's Apple Podcasts. You got anything, Rob?
No.
Do you guys have anything you would like to plug?
No.
That'll about do us this week. Have a lovely one. may or may not hear from us. We don't fucking know.
For at least a week.
Might take a little break.
It's Christmas time.
Spend a little time with our families, and we hope you guys do the same. Have a lovely and happy, safe holiday there. Happy Hanukkah. Joyous of Kwanzaa, and merry, merry Christmas. Adios.
Arrivederci.
Joyce of Kwanzaa. Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. And also,
I'm cutting that part out.
Brennan's are pretty good though.
They are.
Can you just cut in the part in the outtakes?
Gangnam Style.
The Bravo thing. You're disgusting. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Open Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Op, 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 op. Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Oppa Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Op, 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 op. Oppa Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Op, 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 op. Open Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style.
Yeah, I don't care if I'm recorded racist. Anyway.